everyone. This is Courtney Edwards. You're listening to the HER podcast from the Razorback Campersdale Studio. This show's focus is highlighting women in the community who are making an impact, whether big or small. Hi, everyone. I'm here today with Laura Hutz. She is the owner of Hot Springs Hand Therapy, and she is an occupational therapist. Hi, Laura. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. So first off, just tell us about your business, because I've never heard of anything like that. Hand therapy, what does that mean?
So we're an occupational therapy clinic. We are a freestanding occupational therapy clinic. I started the business after I got my certified hand therapist exam passed a few years back. And I specialize in hand therapy. We treat patients that have orthopedic conditions of the hand, wrist, elbow, and shoulder. We also see patients that might have neurological disabilities such as stroke, spinal cord injury, also traumatic brain injury. So we work with the upper extremity just to help patients recover as much function as possible and to make their lives better. So we do whatever we need to do to help them to be able to enjoy their lives more. So I just happen to have that certified hand therapist thing going on. There's about 30 of us in the state, and I was able to obtain that after working as a hand therapist for several years. But I also have a lot of experience with pediatrics. So we specialize in helping kids with their hand function so they can be able to be more successful with their handwriting in school. We see kids that have rheumatoid arthritis, and so we help them to have less pain. So they can enjoy all the activities that kids enjoy. So we really also offer that too, as well as an occupational therapy clinic. So not only are we orthopedics, but we have that pediatric side too. So we do treat adults and kids. And we work with Katia out at Sunshine Therapeutic Riding Center. And we take our kids out there because we do have a lot of kids that need that extra sensory processing and sensory input before they're able to even sit down and do something like handwriting. So pretty much we do whatever we have to do for our patients to help let them enjoy their lives more. So help them to be able to do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what goes into the science of it? How do you help someone regain use of their hands?
Okay. So we do see patients that have things like carpal tunnel syndrome, and we offer conservative treatment for that. We also offer post-surgical treatment if they need carpal tunnel release. That's an example of an orthopedic condition that we might treat. And we help those patients through exercise, massage. We do a lot of red light therapy. We have a cold laser that is extremely beneficial for our patients. The research behind the cold laser is really promising. There's evidence-based studies that show that it does help with cell regeneration. So it helps nerves to heal, bone to heal, muscles to heal, and it has been fantastic. It offers a lot of pain relief. And we also offer something called dry needling. I'm one of the only OTs in the state of Arkansas that has that certification. And the only reason I was able to obtain that certification is because I'm a certified hand therapist. So I found a loophole there. Otherwise, OTs aren't able to even get the dry needling certification. And that's a really beneficial modality for our patients with pain, rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, any kind of condition that has inflammation associated with it. And also I'm using it to help with nerve healing and to help muscles that are not working properly and don't have a lot of strength in them. I'm using it to help stimulate those muscles to be stronger and hopefully regain function of those muscles for those patients. So we have that as well. And a lot of our patients, some patients come for just that, for just dry needling. So we have calls daily. Do you have dry needling? Do you have dry needling? People just showing up because it really works. And so there's a lot of science behind that as well. That helps bring good blood flow to the area. It helps with healing, promotes healing. It also stimulates the body to respond to the area of pain to help set off a process that will speed up the rate of recovery and healing. So dry needling is really an awesome thing, and we do a lot of that every day.
Wow. So, I know it's science, but it sounds like magic to me.
Well, it's definitely not magic. And I definitely don't believe in like the energy meridians. I know a lot mm-hmm. of people do, but this is different from that. This is really looking at science behind the needling, and then we hook up an electrical stimulation unit to that. And so it's like a deep TENS, or a neuromuscular electrical stimulation. It's the kind of the top of the line TENS and eSTIM that you can get in a therapy clinic. The most recent research on it just says that it helps pretty much everything that we have come into the clinic. Almost everyone can benefit from that. So,
okay. So one of my questions is, how long have you had your business?
So I opened Hot Springs Hand Therapy in December of 2020, and that was during COVID. I did work in COVID, and I'm a hand therapist, and I'm so happy I was able to help during COVID. But I was unable to stay in hand therapy during that time because the elective surgeries were not happening. And so I decided to go out on my own and open my own business. And like I said, I am glad that I was able to help those patients with COVID at that time. But that was not my career goal when I started OT school, to do that on a long-term basis. And so I started my own clinic in order to focus on community therapy for hand therapy and pediatrics. And it has just grown so fast. And I'm so thankful for that. I feel really, really blessed that we have grown so fast and that we have helped a lot of people. We don't turn anybody away. If anybody really needs therapy, we're going to see them and try to help them. And work with their physician to be able to get them the best treatment, or to the person, the medical person that can help them.
Yeah. So you mainly focus on hand therapy, but you also do what, wrists, elbow? Do you do anything up to the shoulder? What else?
We do. We see patients that have rotator cuff repair, shoulder pain. We see patients that have elbow surgery. Biceps tendon repair, tennis elbow, and also just anything if it's related to the arm, we can definitely see those patients. So we're upper extremity specialist. I have a CODA that works with me, John Roach, and he is awesome. He has worked alongside certified hand therapists pretty much his entire career. And he is just fantastic, and our patients really respond well to the treatment that we provide in our clinic with John or with me. And we have students that come through, so we're always trying to stay on top of research, evidence-based studies, and, you know, help them to grow too and to be able to teach them. And so we do have students from UCA that come, and they're awesome as well.
Okay.
Yep. So we're a learning environment as well. And I think our patients really benefit from that too. And it keeps us on the cutting edge of what's going on with occupational therapy. So our clinic is just growing so fast, and we love what we do there, and I never get tired of it.
So when you first went into occupational therapy, did you know that you wanted to focus on the hand and the arm and do hand therapy?
Yep. So when I was 18, I was in a car accident. A man fell asleep in another vehicle and crossed over into my lane. And my car flipped three times. And I probably should not have lived through that accident. I nearly bled to death at the scene because my left hand was injured so badly. They call it a degloving. And so my hand was pretty much just pulled off as the car was flipping. I'm a person that has a strong faith, and so I felt like God protected me in that accident and provided the right people to be there. So I did make it through that that car accident, that terrible thing that happened, but God brought something good from it, from that bad thing that happened, because I became a hand therapist after I was a patient, a hand therapy patient. And now, like even this last week, I was able to treat one of the people that showed up to help me at that accident. He was one of the men that lived close to where it happened. He put the tourniquet on my arm so I didn't bleed to death, and I'm helping him now with his finger fracture. So when he walked in, he was like, "I know you." And we figured out that he was there. He was the first one on the scene to that accident. And so now I'm helping him to get his finger to bend. And he said, "I didn't think that you were going to live through that accident." And I'm very thankful that I did. And I know that God still had a plan for my life. And it's definitely a ministry for me. And I don't know, you know, I don't think everybody finds a career that they enjoy as much as I do, but I definitely was pointed in the right direction through that bad situation. And it did turn into something really bright and hopeful for my life and my career. So I'm not limited by my hand. I still do all the things that all the occupational therapists do, splinting. We offer custom splinting. And we do it, I think, even better than I've seen before. So, but I think one thing about having something like that happen to you is that you want to prove it to yourself that you can do it. And people that have, I don't even want to say disabilities, but what a lot of people see as limitations, it often triggers something. There's two ways that people respond. Either they give up, or it triggers something inside of them to fight for it and to prove it to themselves that they can still achieve their goals. So one thing that we do best as an OT clinic is we help our patients to find that within themselves. We're good therapists there. We do take care of the orthopedic conditions, neurological conditions. We're going to help everybody get better. I can't always promise 100%, but we're going to get you as close to that as possible. But the one thing that we're best at is helping patients find it within themselves to carry on through whatever they're going through. I think that's what we do best there. I think that's what makes us special, is that we somehow are able to help patients to see a silver lining and to see the other side of this. And that's a big deal. Once someone reaches that point where they can see that they can do this and they can get through it, and they have a supportive community, even a therapy clinic to come to, that's what pushes a lot of people to move through whatever challenge they're facing at that time. So there's a lot of science behind what we do, but I don't think that's what makes Hot Springs Hand Therapy special. I think it's that ability that somehow we're able to help patients to overcome what they're going through. I don't think that's anything special about me. I think it's just what we do there. And I think it's the way we look at occupational therapy with compassion, and also just the ability to see that that's what a lot of people need to overcome whatever it is, whether it's carpal tunnel syndrome or kiddos that are not successful at school. It's the same thing that OTs do, is we help people to find that motivation somehow within themselves. And that's the changing point.
And hey, you're able to tell your patients, "Look, I'm living proof that this works."
Right. Yeah. That you can either choose to give up, you know, you can just stop, or you can choose to make the best of it, to make something good out of it. Because one thing I learned as an OT is that everybody faces hard things in life, hard experiences, whether you're young, whether you're old. At some point, you know, if you're lucky, you might be in a wheelchair at some point, if you make it to be that old, you know. And I've seen patients of all ages. And it's how you choose to respond to that experience, that bad thing that happens, that determines the course of your life, and that determines what direction you're going to go and how you're going to recover, and if you're going to be able to be independent again or move forward and achieve your life goals, your career goals. If kids are going to be successful, are they going to be able to overcome all these things? And they can, and be able to move forward and achieve their life goals. And it's all about perspective. And sometimes it just takes a little bit of encouragement or support, whether you're an adult or a kid, in that community to help flip that switch for somebody. And that's what we do best at Hot Springs Hand Therapy. We definitely do all we can for our patients, science-wise, but that's what I really believe makes us special and keeps patients recovering faster and achieving more goals than I've ever seen before in my career. So also, we have a great group of patients that come in and they meet each other and they become friends, and it's really a community there, and we all just go the extra mile to try to be the support system for that patient that comes in during that time, to offer, you know, care, compassion, and all the things that we can there in the clinic for them to help them be successful. So,
wow, okay.
Yeah.
Pamper your pet at Gio's Paw Spa, which is owned and operated by Giovanna Splon. Giovanna is a pet owner and lover, as well as a skilled professional dedicated to your pet's care. She'll give your furry loved one personalized hands-on care. Call 501-762-4010 to schedule a consultation to discuss your pet's grooming needs, health, and get tips to ensure your pet stays looking fabulous. Again, that's 501-762-4010.
When you were 18 before your accident,
yeah,
did you have any plans for your career?
I was going to be a journalist. Actually, yeah, I was going to go to ASU at Jonesboro. I had a full.
That's where I went.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome. That's fantastic. And congratulations to you too.
Thank you.
On being so successful with your career. So that's awesome. But I had a full ride scholarship to ASU.
Wow.
The week before my freshman year was going to start is when my accident happened. And I missed that first fall semester. I didn't think I was going to keep my scholarships. My uncle actually called the Baptist Student Union at ASU. I think it's BCM, Baptist Collegiate mm-hmm. Ministry now, and told them what happened. And the director there, Arliss Dickerson, he pulled some strings with the president of the university, told them my story, and they held my scholarships to the spring. And so that's how I was able to go to college. My mom was a single parent, and I worked really, really hard to, you know, do all I could to get my school paid for. And I know now students might get their school paid for anyway, but I worked hard for it.
Yeah, and you didn't know that back then, you know?
None right. No, we didn't have that luxury back then. If you wanted to go to college, you worked for it, you know? You got good grades and you got your school paid for. And so that's what I did. And so I was able to go to ASU and started out there. And knew I wanted to be an OT, and I worked on transferring to UCA after a couple of years at ASU, because that was the only OT school in the state at that time. So,
wow, that's so interesting. I'm glad I asked that question. I feel like I know you now.
Yeah.
Okay. So how long have you been an occupational therapist?
I graduated in 2005, so it's been a little bit, but I've done a lot of things as an occupational therapist, in different occupational therapy settings. So I worked in the hospital. I worked in ICU, all levels of care at CHI. I worked in inpatient rehabilitation. I actually still cover on the weekends at Encompass Rehab and help there. I'm friends with one of the really good OTs there, BG. And so I still help there on the weekends and do that. I've done pediatrics, pool therapy, aquatic therapy, hippotherapy. While all this time working toward my certified hand therapist, my first job out of school was covering for all the Baptist Health hand therapy locations, the clinics in the state. So pretty much right out of school, I started covering for all the hand therapists that are like our older generation of hand therapists. So I was trained by Maria Hooper. She started hand therapy in the state of Arkansas. There are some awesome therapists at UAMS, Mark Ellis and Paul Krill, that are like the gurus of hand therapy. And so I got to pretty much be put through the ringer under them straight away, covering for them while they were on vacations. Wow. as a new grad. And so I just learned it all just pretty fast. And there's still more to learn. Like, we're always learning what helps patients and what else we can do. And that's one thing that we do at our clinic. And we really focus on, if this patient is not getting better, what can we add? You know, is there another treatment we can do, like red light therapy or cold laser? And what else is out there that we can do to help whoever is not making progress?
Okay. So how is it juggling your occupational therapy and doing that and running a business and owning a business?
Okay, so that's the hard part. I think I found something that challenges me enough to keep me on my toes because the occupational therapy side of things, the hand therapy side of things, working with the kids, I love that. That's the easy part. But the last couple of years, being a business owner, that has been so challenging, and learning how to do that and that all of the things that come with owning a therapy clinic has taken me about 2 years to really get it and to get it right. And I've had a lot of good support in that and helping to learn those things. And so I'm in Stedman's Wellness Center. And so, you know, Eddie Stedman, he has a very successful physical therapy clinic. And that has been a huge help to me with them right there and being able to ask questions if I need to. And there was still just a lot of just learning it as I went, how to run a business, how to make sure that we're doing everything correctly, and wanting to be sure that we're growing each year while still providing the best, absolute best care we can for these patients. So for the first year, I just dove in and I pretty much ran the business and did all the therapy on my own. Now I have help these days, but it was a lot. I will tell you that it was the most challenging thing I've ever done in my career. And definitely so thankful for the surgeons and the patients that believed in me. We see a lot of patients for Dr. Michael Hubbard. I don't know if you know who he is, but he is a fantastic surgeon at National Park. And he is a guy that worked in the military and helped operate and fix and repair our guys that are serving, you know, whatever injuries they had. And Dr. Hubbard, he is so compassionate. He's such a good guy. And he can also operate on anything. I've never seen anything bad from him. And I honestly think that it is just an absolute pleasure for us to be able to see and treat patients for him. And we have other surgeons we work for, too, that I can say good things about as well. But I'm so thankful that we had a lot of hand surgeons in the state, and especially Dr. Hubbard. I mean, he definitely has believed in us, and we definitely want to be sure that all of his patients that come into Hot Springs Hand Therapy know how important they are to us, and we're going to be sure that we get everybody better and do all we can for them. So go the extra mile for all of our patients there. And our patients believe in us too, and we believe in them. And so we have a lot of great community support as well.
Absolutely. So would you say you're working towards any goals for your business right now?
Okay, so goals for us, we have already started the By My Side therapeutic writing program. And we do that one day a week right now. We're hoping to add a second day. And the reason why we did that is because we just had so many kids showing up at the clinic and parents asking for help, you know, OT, occupational therapy. And we just have a niche there. We want to take all the kids that we can, and we're trying to add spots for that. But the cool thing about us is that not only do we work on the hand therapy, the fine motor skills with our kids, we also incorporate all the other things that they're going to get at a pediatric clinic, like the sensory processing and the visual motor stuff and the hippotherapy. So they're getting kind of the best of both worlds. They're getting that the hand therapy side of things and the strengthening and the working on that. And then also the typical things that you would, a child would receive at an occupational therapy program at a pediatric clinic. So we don't really say pediatrics on our door, but if we have kiddos showing up and they're wanting occupational therapy, we're going to help them and do all we can for them. You know, they really get, I think, the best of both worlds. And the parents, we really want to support them as well and do all we can for our parents that are doing everything they can to get the services for their kids. So hopefully we'll grow in that area over time, and we might even add another OT, a pediatric OT. Hopefully they'll specialize in hippotherapy. I definitely think that we have a really solid base of therapists that can provide the orthopedic side of things, but hopefully we can grow our pediatric side of things in the future. So there's Hot Springs Hand Therapy, and then we've got By My Side writing program. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, looking forward to that. And I guess I just have one more question for you. Just what advice would you give to someone who's wanting to get into occupational therapy or even open their own business?
As far as learning about occupational therapy, we do allow students to come in and shadow, do job shadowing and observation hours, and ask questions and learn about it. And you get to see a lot with us. You get to see hand therapy and also pediatric therapy. And that's the best way to see if that's for you. It is good to start early with knowing what you're going to need as far as requirements for OT school, and making sure that you're on track. If you are in college and you're looking at OT school, you need to make sure that you're doing the right prerequisites for OT school and you're going ahead and looking at all the areas of OT. Volunteer with programs that are available in your community, like for Sunshine Therapeutic Writing Center, we need volunteers to be sidewalkers with our kids. And so that is a great opportunity to see OT in action. And then also there are other community programs that work with individuals with disabilities that are out there. And that is a good way to get your feet wet and see if that's for you. As far as opening your own business, that is something that I would not do unless you are ready to work really, really hard. So if you're going to open your own business, you have to be prepared, to grind. I mean, you've got to be able to work hard under pressure, be able to multitask, and to know it's going to be most likely the most challenging thing that you've ever done in your career. Business owners are very special people. I know now, I didn't know this before, but people that own small businesses, they have an independent spirit, and they're very hardworking, and they're passionate about what they do. So I would not open a business unless you're 100% passionate about what you do. I'll do hand therapy all day, any day, you know, just because I enjoy it so much. And so that's why this business is a great fit for me. And there are sometimes we do therapy for free, and we try to do all we can to help our patients no matter what, and we stay the course for those patients. So you need to know why you're opening that business and really be passionate about what you're doing and have that mission. My business is open to help as many people as possible. So if you've got a strong mission, I don't recommend opening a small business right out of the gate just to make money if you're not passionate about something that you're doing. So that's not why we do what we do. I do this because I want to do this anyway. So it's definitely about being able to manage finances and staff and all of that, but you have to have that passion to keep you going on those days where you don't think you have anything else left and you've got to push a little bit more. That's where what you do, if you're passionate about what you do and the service you offer, will determine if you're successful or not. Because if you're not passionate about why you open that business, you will burn out and your business will go under. But if you're passionate about it, the business is second to what you do, and you're going to push to keep that passion going and to stay on that mission of why you opened that business in the first place.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, Laura.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks for listening to the Her Podcast from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us every Tuesday as we highlight local women and discuss how they are making an impact in the community and what got them to where they are today.